evening, First Baptist Elon family, and those that have decided to join us via Facebook Live for our Good Friday service this Holy Week season. We are excited that you decided to join us for this special worship service that we have gathered in our sanctuary tonight to remember the last words of Christ. This is a tenebrae service, which is the Latin word meaning shadows. This is a service that the Christian church started observing in the mid-4th century. And this evening, what we will be doing is remembering the last words that Jesus Christ spoke while he was on the cross, as we remember the death of Jesus Christ this Good Friday service. This evening, we'll be extinguishing candles that are sitting here on our communion table tonight. And as we extinguish these candles, we'll be reading one of those last words that Christ spoke. This evening, as we extinguish one of these candles, we'll be reading one of those words that he spoke, also reading an additional scripture passage from the Bible, reading, also speaking a prayer, and then singing a hymn from one of the traditional hymns that we sing this time of season during Holy Week. We hope you will find this service meaningful as we remember during this Holy Week season the death of Christ, because this week is an emotional week where we celebrated Christ's arrival in Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Last night we remember during Maundy Thursday the Last Supper that Jesus Christ ate with his disciples. Tonight we remember Jesus' death on the cross with Good Friday, and then on Sunday morning we will celebrate the empty tomb on Resurrection Sunday. So join with us tonight as we remember Christ's death on the cross. At the conclusion of our service tonight, as each candle is extinguished, we will, as we extinguish the Christ candle, the last candle of this evening, we will escort the Christ candle out of the sanctuary, signifying Christ's death. And then at the conclusion of the service, the lights will be extinguished in the sanctuary. And we will hear a handbell chime 33 times, signifying each year of Christ's life on this earth. And then there will be silence. And that will be the way the service will conclude this evening. We in silence, in darkness, and the worship service will end that way. And the service will end, the feed will end in silence, in darkness, with the chiming 33 times. So don't feel that the feed cut out on you. That's the way the service will end tonight. And then we hope you will join with us on Sunday morning, Resurrection Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, where the Christ candle will enter again in the sanctuary as we remember that the tomb was empty, and we will celebrate that Christ rose again on Resurrection Sunday morning. So again, join with us tonight on this Good Friday as we remember Christ's death on the cross. Reading from the prophet Isaiah for our call to worship, Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 6. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Let us go to the Lord in prayer this evening. Let us remember Jesus, who, though rich, became poor and dwelt among us, who, mighty indeed, healing the sick and the troubled, who, as a teacher to his disciples, was their companion and servant. May we ever be grateful for Jesus the Christ and what he has done for us. Let us remember Jesus, who prayed for the forgiveness of sins and those who rejected him, and for the perfecting of those who received him, who loved all people and prayed for them even if they denied and rejected him, who hated sin because he knew the cost of pride and selfishness, of cruelty and hatred, both to people and to God. May we ever be grateful for Jesus the Christ and what he has done for us. Let us remember Jesus who humbled himself, obedient unto the cross. God has exalted him, who has redeemed us from the bondage of sin and given us freedom anew. May we ever be grateful for Jesus the Christ and what he has done and continues to do for us. Amen.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes sick causes me to
first word. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Luke 23:34. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your way so that sinners will turn back to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God. You who are God, my Savior, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Psalm 51, 1 through 14. Let us pray. Almighty God, to whom your crucified Son prayed for the forgiveness of those who did not know what they were doing, grant that we too may be included in that prayer. Whether we sin out of ignorance or intention, be merciful to us and grant us your acceptance and peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, our suffering Savior. Amen. the second word. Today you will be with me in paradise. Luke 23:43. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:1-6. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, who promised to the repentant the joy of paradise, enable us by the Holy Spirit to repent and to receive the grace in this world and in the world to come. Amen. Third word. Dear woman, here is your son. Here is your mother. John 19:26-27. Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my mother and my brothers?" he asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." Mark 3:31-35. Let us pray. O blessed Savior, who in your hours of greatest suffering expressed compassion for your mother and made arrangements for her care, grant that we who seek to follow your example may show our concern for the needs of others, reaching out to provide for those who suffer in our human family. Hear this, our prayer this evening, for your mercy's sake. Amen.
Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Tree. Oh.
the fourth word. My God, why have you forsaken me? Matthew 27, verse 46. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. If you, our ancestors, put their trust, they trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were saved. If in you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord, they say. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth I was cast on you. From my mother's womb you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help me. Psalm 22, verses 1 through 11. Let us pray. Almighty God, who forsook your Son upon the cross, showing the world your judgment upon human sin and guilt, grant us, upon hearing his cry, the grace to know and believe that we will never be forsaken, that he is present with us even to the end of the age, for the sake of Jesus Christ, who bore our sins on the cross. Amen.
See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingle down. Did e'er such love
The fifth word, I am thirsty. John 19, verse 28. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest affair. Give ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a ruler and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations you do not know will come running to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Isaiah 55, 1 through 5. Let us pray. O blessed Savior, whose lips were dry and whose throat was parched, grant us the water of life, that who when we drink, thirst after righteousness, may find it quenched by your love and mercy, leading us to bring the same relief to others who thirst as well. Amen. Sixth word, it is finished. John 19, verse 30. At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, "Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go tell that fox, I will keep on driving out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal. In any case, I must press on today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those who sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together. As a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Luke chapter 13, verses 31 through 35. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, who finished the work that you were sent to do, enable us by your Holy Spirit to be faithful to our call. Grant us strength to bear our crosses and endure our sufferings, even unto death. Enable us to live and love so faithfully that we also become good news to the world, joining your witness. O Christ, in whose name we lift this prayer. Amen.
When I survey the
The seventh and final word. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Luke 23, verse 46. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." The Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 29 through 35. Let us pray. Father, into whose hands your Son, Jesus Christ, commended his spirit, grant that we too, following his example, may in all of life and at the moment of our death entrust our lives into your faithful hands of love. In the name of Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us all. Amen.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes